saw a movie Sunday, and then went out to eat. On the way we window shop while walking down the street. Later in a taxi.
Evening. My name's Sebastian, and you're listening to Who May Concern on WMFO in Medford. It's 8 p.m. and we're just getting started tonight. I have the plan for today is we're going to be playing some good rainy day music because it's been raining today in Medford. And yeah, I just felt like playing some of the stuff I like to listen to when the weather is like this. There's been a lot of snow recently. We got like a big storm over the weekend, but Not long after most of these storms, it just rains down, and then the snow becomes wet and gross, and it goes back to just being not wintry in a magical way, but just in a gross, miserable way. That was Atmosphere by Joy Division, single. And I think, I want to say it was their last single they released before Ian Curtis passed away. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was their last single. Really good. It's like, I watched the biopic about Ian Curtis not too long ago, Control. And I remember this song was playing in the biopic. And it was like playing the song over like some like long, like glorious, like scene of like the skyline of Manchester or something, or wherever Ian Curtis is from. So it was very good. And this is definitely one of my favorite Joy Division songs. It's just like, I don't know, the kind of like the synths, the very sparkly synths are very nice. I just realized a lot of the stuff in my playlist is like kind of like post-punk and like 80s stuff, like New Order, Joy Division, like Interpol, which is later stuff, but they're like kind of like sound exactly like Joy Division. So I'm gonna start off on that kind of a sound, and I'm gonna play another Joy Division song. This one's from Unknown Pleasures, and it's called Insight.
I'm not
All right, that was Dreams Never End by New Order. Going off of just like that same path, you know, New Order, Joy Division, all that good stuff. That was off of Movement, which is the first album that New Order released after Joy Division broke up. You can still definitely really hear the sound of Joy Division that they haven't like totally broken off from on this record. You got Peter Hook singing the vocals, and he does a really good kind of Ian Curtis impression on that song. I saw Peter Hook play live a few years ago. So now New Order is also split up. So there's Bernard Summer, who's the other vocalist, who has his own group, and I think they go by like New Order. They kind of took the name. And then Peter Hook has his band, Peter Hook and the Light. And they go around and they play like shows. They play New Order and Joy Division stuff. And so I saw Peter Hook's band play a few years ago, and it was great. He does a really good job of singing like in the Ian Curtis style, and he just brings on like a very good energy. It's definitely, you know, I feel like it's everything you could want from seeing like a live New Order Joy Division experience in concert. So I highly recommend seeing him if he ever comes to your hometown. But yeah, that song is, it's cool. It's kind of cool to hear that transition, you know, because, you know, New Order kind of broke off and became kind of like more pop mainstream sound much more once they kind of like found their feet. But I really like that song, and I think it's cool to kind of hear that transition. Up next, I've got some more post-punk kind of sounding songs. I'm going to play the first three songs off of Turn On the Bright Lights by Interpol, which is a great album released in, I think, 2002. And it's very heavily inspired by all this stuff, except they came out, you know, like decades later. But it's still, I think it gets a very similar sound, but still, you know, it still is its own thing, and it's really great, and it also is good rainy day music, in my opinion. So we're gonna play the first three songs, Untitled, Obstacle One, and NYC. Enjoy.
myself not to care. The subway is a porno. The pavements, they are a mess. I know you've supported me for a long time. Somehow I'm not impressed. But New York. They are a mess. I know you've supported me for a long time. Somehow I'm not
you enjoyed those songs from Turn on the Bright Lights by Interpol. We are about halfway through the show, which means that I need to read a PSA from the PSA book. So without further ado, a PSA about ladder safety. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, ladders, be safe. yeah, that's probably all the songs I've got in terms of, like, kind of, like, New Order, Joy Division, like, I don't know, post-punky sounds. But another band sound that I like on rainy days like today is, Cocteau Twins. I actually listen to this one album by them this morning, one that I'm not quite as familiar with, Head Over Heels from 1983. Pretty short album, only 37 minutes long. Just put it on first thing morning when I was getting ready, and I came across this new song that I wasn't familiar with. So I'm going to play that one. It's called In the Gold Dust Rush. And this album's really cool. It's definitely not my favorite of all their stuff. It's got it's got a few really great songs. Sugar Hiccup, Inner Angelhood, you know, those two are like the classics in my mind. But it's got it's one of their earlier albums, and it has a very interesting kind of not even dreamy. It feels a lot kind of darker than their later stuff. Very, very atmospheric. So yeah, this is In the Gold Dust Rush by Cocteau Twins.
Yeah.
All right, that was Those Eyes, That Mouth by Cocteau Twins. And then before that, you heard See Swallow Me, also by Cocteau Twins. If you're just tuning in, we are playing good songs for rainy days because it was raining today. And I also have a guest here in the studio with me. I have Charlie here. Let me put him on. Where is Mike 4? Mike 4 is not, it's not here. Go to a different mic, Charlie. Mike 3? All right. Say hello.
What's popping?
Yeah, we got Charlie in the station. What do you like to listen to on a rainy day like today?
On a rainy day? I don't know.
Any suggestions?
Well, let's see what I was listening to. Let's see. Go Back Home, Stephen Stills.
Go Back Home by Stephen Stills. I don't think I know that one.
I don't either. It just came up on my... Is this Nash Stills? Oh, you're going to call.
We're getting a call?
Yeah, you're going to call.
It looks like we're getting a caller.
Do it right.
On air. So let's see who it is. All right. Who we got?
Hello, world.
Who do you have speaking?
It's me. It's Rowan Clearwater.
It's Rowan Clearwater?
Portland, Oregon.
Rowan Clearwater.
Calling from Portland, Oregon, the other side of the country. Wow. What do you like to listen to on a rainy day? I don't know if it's raining in Portland. I heard it was snowing over there, actually.
It's snowing, man. I'm glad you got your eye on the weather, finger on the pulse. Good job.
Always. Yeah, well, that's, you know, snowing. That's where I'm from, so I'm always keeping my eye on what's going on over there.
Man, I like to listen to some air, you know.
You like air?
I love air, man. You're on the air. I'm on the air.
Yeah, we're all on air.
We're all on air.
I'm just trying to put you on air, man.
All right, well, do you have a song quest in particular that you would like me to play?
You want something quiet, something rocky, some rare air?
I think we need something chill, something relaxing for a Thursday evening at Tufts, rainy evening.
Man, I love air.
I heard.
Yeah. Their use of sound, man.
Their use of sound?
Yeah. Their rejection of the modern chorus verse structure. You know?
I'm a big fan of Premier Symptomus. That's my favorite air project.
Premier Symptom?
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it.
It's a beautiful EP. Do you know about the secret sixth track?
I think you showed it to me, yeah.
It's an amazing, amazing track, man.
Well, what song should we play? I was thinking of playing Le Soleil est près de moi. I think that's how you pronounce it. I probably butchered it a little bit.
Le Soleil est près de moi?
Yeah.
I live in the sun?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good song. Have you listened to their last album, La Voyage dans la Lune?
Which one?
La Voyage dans la Lune.
La Voyage dans la Lune? No, I haven't.
The Voyage to the Moon.
Voyage to the Moon. All right, well, which song do you want me to play?
I'll play you a song, but it's not chill.
It's not chill?
Not chill, no.
All right. You know what? I'll take it. What do we have?
Play Sonic Armada.
Sonic Armada?
Yeah.
All right. Sonic Armada coming up. All right, Rowan. Well, thanks for calling in. I hope you appreciate this song.
You too.
Cheers.
Fuck. Whoa. I think it's so long.
All right. That was another song by Air. L'Essentiel est près de moi. Thanks, Rowan, for the suggestions. Appreciate it. Always appreciate some good song recommendations on the show. Yeah, we are running out of time here. We got about 3 minutes left. So, Sebastian, and you've been listening to Who It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And this has been some good rainy day songs. And I'm going to close it off with a song by Jordana and TV Girl. It's called Sweet to Dream. It's from Summer's Over. And it's, I don't know, I've known this song for a while, but I heard it, I was like getting dinner with my friends and like this like Vietnamese restaurant and this song came on and I instantly recognized it, but I couldn't name it for some reason. But then it took me like 2 or 3 minutes and then it clicked. Yeah. So it's a good song. It's very chill. Good rainy day vibes. So yeah, this is Sweet to Dream. Good night, and I will see you guys next week. Not to me, not to me.